hour and 6 minutes. I know you're thrilled. I'm thrilled. Kenzie is
also thrilled.
Also thrilled. Didn't know what was gonna come out. What we've been talking 2026. We've been talking 2016. We've been talking the Manosphere. Probably not enough, to be honest. We've been talking all sorts of stuff on this fine, fine Friday
hobbies.
Morning. Hobbies, Magic the Gathering, please. Come join and play with me, please. Please. I'm so friends. What else? Yeah, we're talking ice skating, Lloyd Center. Ooh, big Lloyd Center conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Sad
that it's closing, but...
Yes.
Shouts out to Lloyd Center. They're still open until August, so I think they're going to have two more ice skating sessions. Get out there, take some lessons. It's very fun.
Ooh, they also have merch if you want to support the...
Nah, I think it's all gone.
Oh.
I will sell my merch to the highest bidder.
You have merch? Oh, you have a shirt.
I have a shirt. I'm pretty sure it says Save Lloyd Ice or something.
They could have.
Or not. It says, like, Save Lloyd or something.
Who's Lloyd?
Don't know.
Well.
My grandfather.
Well, there you go. Support the Lloyd Center. There's also, it's a unique place now. It's kind of become this wonderful space. So I am worried as to what it might turn into whenever they decide to do whatever they decide to do with it. Has that been decided?
Oh, am I keeping you up?
Yeah, you're just really boring. I'm kidding.
I'm going to be sleeping on the couch tonight.
Okay. One thing that we do share a love of, and I think that most people share, well, there's one person in our life that I know doesn't share a love of this. We're big noodle soup family.
And
we're talking pho, talking ramen, we're talking little curry noodle. It is probably my top tier of food. Let me hear your thoughts on noodle soups.
Yeah, it depends on the season, but...
Does it?
I do love ramen and pho, specifically.
What is it about it? Tell me, go into
it. It's so deep in flavor.
Deep flavor.
And it has the texture of the noodles. It's great.
It's perfect. It's the perfect...
Warm, wet, and... Slurpee.
Warm, wet, and slurpee. You heard it here first. I think that's going to go on any advertisement for noodle soups. Noodle soups, warm, wet, and slurpee.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge day for noodle soups. Yeah, no, they're the perfect vessel for everything that is good in this world. They warm your soul. They're perfect for when you're not sick. When you're sick, a noodle soup actually cures you.
That's actually, white papers have been written about that.
That's what Big Pharma doesn't want you to know, is that instead of, no, I'm not gonna say that, because take medicine, it is helpful. But you know what is also helpful? Slurping on a big old bowl of noodle soup, and it's just so flavorful. There are so many lovely places in Portland where you can get tasty noodle soups. You can get it spicy. You can get it savory. I used to get pho back in the day and not drink the broth, which I should have been fined, I think, for that.
Your parents should have made you, like, sleep outside or something.
Well, they did, but that was for other reasons.
That explains so much.
Yep. If you have any thoughts on noodle soup, or if there are any in the Portland or Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach.
Nice.
There's any good noodle soup spots. Always looking for new places to go. 971-220-5979. I will talk for an hour about noodle soups. So,
yeah.
But that's not what we're about here on Kicking Off Your Weekend with Kickstand Comedy.
Well, actually, I have a question.
Ooh.
Not necessarily about noodle soups, but...
Fine.
Recent snackies and drinkies we've been liking.
Ooh, okay.
I'm calling this segment...
Oh.
Snackcella and drinkcella. Oh, we got something on the
snack. Snackcella. Asian soup and getting my steps in at the Lloyd Center are two things I miss about living in Portland.
Aw.
Come back.
Yeah.
Because
before August.
Before August, because you have a limited time to. The Lloyd Center is a long mall, I will say.
Yeah.
Long mall.
But Snackcella.
Snackcella. Snackcella, drinkcella. Who's headlining at Snackcella for you right now?
Ooh. Okay. All right. So obviously,
the Mount Rushmore.
We've got the opener. Openers. Okay. So these are some recent additions that might be controversial.
Whoa. But airing out on air.
I hate to say it, and I don't hate to say it. I like Huel.
Oh, that's not a snack, but I will say
it's a drinky. It's a drinky with a snack in it.
It's a drink and a snack.
It's a drink and a snack. Arguably the best for this category.
Well, you have been really striving to find, because with your work, you have been required. I mean, and you happily do it because it's creating shareholder value. The value you create when you have to drive into the office.
Yeah,
is
creating so much on my way there, on my way back.
On the way back.
And all the stuff we do in between, even when the Wi-Fi goes down.
Exactly.
At the office.
Exactly. So much value there. So you've been looking for like what's an easy grab and go type of breakfast. And you
I do love a food I can eat or drink on the run.
Mm-hmm. And you started out really trying to find that homemade remedy, experimenting with smoothies, some juices that
some
you
yogurt
really
drinks.
Some yogurt, some kefir maybe.
Yeah, I bought different protein powders. I bought different vitamin powders.
I mean, trying to pack it all in.
I was trying to do it on a budget.
A one stop shop.
I was trying to do adult Danimals.
Adult Danimals.
Which and I that, then called Adultimals.
Adultimals, because that's what we want. Everybody knows Danimals is a complete nutritional package for a child. In a 2.3 fluid ounce package, and we just wanted that for an adult. I want all the vitamins and minerals I need.
And I will say, I know that the protein Chobani stuff exists. I don't want it.
Mm-mm.
But that being said, I tried to make my own
adult Danimals.
It didn't go that well for the meal prepping portion of it.
Yeah.
So I don't have a manufacturing facility. I don't have chemists working for me.
We have one Nutribullet.
That stuff.
It's an old one, and one of the things
that
is
stuff
slightly
separates.
Cracked. Fair.
In the fridge.
Yeah.
So, Anthony brings home these Huels.
Well, I was occasionally, shouts out to the LA Fitness off of 82nd Avenue. Sometimes there's a GNC next door, and I will stop by afterwards if I'm feeling frisky and get a protein shake. And I noticed that Huel, which is a meal replacement shake.
Yeah. Huel, if you want to sponsor us, I will take some.
A friend
for
of
free.
The show. Huel, friend of the show. Not a sponsor, but friend of the show. They, it was, the strawberry banana flavor was $2.50. So it was about half off. And then they were doing a deal that was buy one, get one half off. So I was losing money if I didn't buy them.
Right.
So I bought like four or five, and I brought them home, thinking I'll just have these like just for fun. And then I left on a trip, and then I get a text a few days later saying, "Hey."
I think I said, "Uh-oh."
"Uh-oh, these Huels are actually pretty good."
I said, "I have a confession. I like Huel." And I, Cookie Monster, consumed them.
Yep.
And they were all gone by the time he got home from
and
his
trip. And I opened the door to our house, and Huel bottles cascade out. And I walk in, and she's sitting atop a mound, not unlike Smaug the dragon beneath, the hills of Erebor.
I have crafted a crown made of cut up and glued together Huel bottles.
Yes, she calls herself the Huel Queen, and
that's it. That's the one.
Yep,
the Huel Queen.
The Danimals Queen, and she resides over her kingdom with an iron fist, to be honest, crushing bottles.
So that's my opener for Drinkcella.
Drinkcella is Huel. It's a complete package. Haven't tried the powder though, so you don't. Mm. This is just the pre-made.
Yeah.
They're thick. Thicker.
And then my opener.
You can have multiple openers, I think.
Nah, then my midday performance.
Okay.
That's gonna be a diet cherry coke.
Whoa. Okay, so this is specifically Drinkcella. We have been getting started with the Olipop, started with the seltzers. Here's the path.
Yeah.
If you're if you're wondering.
Here's the pipeline, if you will.
Here's the pipeline. Started with seltzers. Then you need something with a little more oomph. Maybe you go a liquid death or something that's in between, like a sweetened seltzer. I don't know. What is the one? Spindrift. And then you go maybe a Spindrift, or you skip past Spindrift. And then you go to the Olipops. And then you go, well, these don't make my stomach feel great because there's...
full of probiotics or prebiotics, which, whatever those are.
Yeah, prebiotics, not a real thing, in my opinion. If you have opinions on prebiotics, please text in 971-220-KEXRY, 971-220-5979. And then you go, well, what if I just tried a soda? What if they're still good? And then you go, hey, root beer is still good. And then you get a Diet Coke and you go, okay, well, maybe Trump isn't that bad if he's slanging Diet Cokes all the time. And then you go, no, that's actually not true. Ooh. At all. He actually still sucks. And so then you're like, I can separate myself. And then you drink Diet Cherry Coke and yeah, you're good. I'm glad they're making all those flavors available in a non-sugar.
Yeah.
Also, aspartame is fine for you. It's really...
yeah, they've like disproven that it's bad for you. So
there's fine good. There. We're it's good, all guys. Good. So good. Everything's healthy. We're mostly plastic anyway, and it's all inside
that'll
of me. So why can't I have a Diet Coke?
It's true. And I really like that the cans, they're like a regular Diet Coke can, and they have one giant graphic of a maroon colored cherry on the side. I really like that. It's subtle.
They did kind of go retro. They went retro.
It's cool.
Also, shouts out to friends of the show, Naomi and Diana, because this is Kicking Off Your Weekend with Kickstand Comedy. We will talk. We got some great shows coming up this weekend, which we'll talk about a little bit later. If you want to keep up, this isn't maybe their main mission, but if you want to keep up with the happenings in the Diet Coke realm, I will say, check out the Astrolo Show, which is a monthly show happening at Kickstand Comedy about astrology, all things astrology. I think Taurus is the next. Is that? It was Aries was the last show. It was a wonderful show. Taurus is the next show, and which is happening in May. They're moving to Saturdays at 8:30 p.m., so keep an eye out. You can follow at astroloshow_PDX, I think, on Instagram, or follow them on kickstandcomedy.org or at kickstandcomedy on Instagram. They are tuned in to the Diet Coke scene. And they brought out the Diet Coke with lime at the last show.
Whoa, really?
I don't want to say, it was a crazy thing. An on-stage live first taste test.
That is crazy.
It was riveting stuff. And they're connoisseurs, so they really know how to describe the flavor. They have so many reference points that really you get a full depth of like the impact of that taste in the moment. It was really powerful.
That's so... what's Naomi? What's her sign? Cancer?
Oh, I don't know.
That's so blank of
that's
her.
That's so Naomi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever her sign
live
is.
Live taste. And it was a crisp crack of the can, too. Oof. Into a microphone. It was pretty satisfying from a ASMR perspective. But yeah, they have a cool retro. They're like leaning into the retro.
Yeah, the branding. I like that.
The branding was good.
I like that.
And they're branching out. Diet Coke with lime is not new.
That is crazy to me. That's new
really?
To me. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Oh, dude.
That's
my mom was crushing DC.
DC limes? Your mom's a DC lime gal?
Oh, DCWLs. Cracking them since the early days.
Whoa, that's wild.
Yep. So cherry specifically.
Well, yeah, but then...
you had a zero sugar mug root beer too recently.
Oh, yeah.
You said that was pretty good.
You didn't ask for my nighttime show.
Oh.
My headliner.
Okay. We'll get there. We also have another text in. What flavor of Huel... oh, Mallory texting in. What flavor of Huel are you rocking with?
You know what? I liked the strawberry banana one. It's kind of gross. It wasn't gross. I mean, like, it seems weird to say, but I just like the chocolate one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be basic here.
Yeah. You tried the vanilla one.
Not a vanilla
historically
fan.
Not your favorite kind of.
Trying to try that coffee one because it's got real coffee in it.
Yeah. The chocolate peanut butter variety, not that good, I will say. I would
never touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I don't remember if it was Huel that had like a mint one, but one protein one I had was like a mint chocolate chip. They're getting out there. It's weird the flavors of protein drinks that have, like, become popular. Like, every... I saw a Cocoa Puffs and Fruity Pebbles one, like, protein powder. That was weird. But cookies and cream and, like, birthday cake are two flavors that you see a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't... It's like, you know, the classics, chocolate, vanilla, but... Yeah, birthday cake and cookies and cream is, like, very prolific, which I don't understand.
Yeah, those are popular.
So, you're running low. You just ran out of Huel. So, going back to...
Yeah, if anyone wants to gift me a package, yeah, that's,
oh,
that's
dude.
What I'm rocking for.
Oh, yes. Oh, huge. I'm so... Sorry, we got to go back because we had another... Thank you for texting back in. Shouts out to Dave from Nehalem / Rockaway Beach. I know you lied to us, but I still forgive you. Friend of the show, that was what Noodle Soups and Getting Your Steps into the Lloyd Center are the two things.
That also, did. Hello, that was, Dave from Nehalem. I've heard so many wonderful things about you. So
a
it's
legend.
So nice to meet you through a computer screen.
A legend. And yeah, sorry I didn't shout that out at the beginning, but you didn't sign your name like you normally did. So
he's not memorizing your number, you know?
We forgive you for that. We still love you. Thank you for chiming in. So when you were getting your steps in at the Lloyd Center, was that, were you a mall walker? Or were you just frequenting the Lloyd Center? Because there are people... I do like that malls open up early for people to walk around in.
That's cool.
Which is, I mean, it's a big space that's indoors. You can
get
some stairs.
Why wouldn't you?
You
might get excited about something you see in a window and you come back.
That's what I'm saying. You walk past that Claire's enough times and you say,
speaking of 2016 mall culture,
are malls back?
Malls are alive and well, baby.
I mean, third spaces, we're all craving those third spaces, and we're,
I mean, I guess Lloyd Center is not alive and well, but malls, other malls around the area are alive and well. And we walked through a mall recently, and teenagers and young folks are still getting together with their friends, their moms or dads are dropping them off. And they're walking around the mall being goofballs.
Yeah. It's because it was during spring break. We went to the mall.
And I'm kind of glad that that's still a thing because it was fun when I was that age.
We did see, like, a mom standing with a group of three girls. And I was like, oh, that's that's classic.
Yeah. Like, if your mom can drop us off, my mom can pick us up.
Yeah. It's giving that energy, which it is nice. Yeah. It's nice to see the kids out there doing stuff in malls. If you want to do stuff at malls, too, you can keep listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. That's called a professional transition is what that is. And in Nehalem, shouts out Dave Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach. Also shouts out Dave at 91.7 FM. Of course, we are streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. The radio is yours. And as I said, you're kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy. We're talking all sorts of stuff. We're hanging out. I'm joined by the lovely Kenzie Harris, my fiance. Whoa. We're talking malls. Love a good mall. What was your go-to mall, like, activity? Like, when you went to the mall, what stores were you hitting?
Okay, so first of all, I was going with probably 2 to 3 friends.
Mm-hmm.
We were dressing up, as in, like, wearing probably whatever Hollister we could find and steal from our sisters or, you know, afford via our parents' money.
Right.
Shouts
out to the parents' money.
I got, like, one Hollister shirt growing up.
Yep. I think,
maybe two.
Yeah.
And then we were truly walking around, probably terrorizing people in real stores that have jobs that, like, hated to see us coming because we didn't have any money, so we didn't actually buy anything. I think we maybe would go to, sometimes we would go to Red Robin. We walk across the street, go to Red Robin, do bottomless fries, bottomless sodas, and then our total bill was like $6 and we didn't tip anything because we were children. So how are you supposed to tip?
Also, I don't know if they still do it, but Red Robin used to do bottomless root beer floats.
Wow. In this economy,
I doubt it.
But and then we would just like maybe we would have enough money to go to a movie, but often not. Oh, and then, you know, notoriously we would text some boy or some boy, like, at our school or at another school, and be like, hey, like, we're gonna be at the mall at this time, and then, you know, quite literally just walked around for hours.
The dream.
Like, flirting and trying to flirt and poking was a big thing.
Facebook,
like,
or otherwise?
No, like, in real life, poking each other's stomachs. It was like a way to flirt.
Right.
And girls would be like, ah, stop.
Classic.
Anyway, that was a bit. That and notes. Poking and notes.
Yeah.
Taking
huge.
Me back.
Did you ever do, what is it, zap? You, like, write on one hand. Write on the top of your hand or something, and then you write on the, I don't know.
We did mash. We did mash a lot.
Was that with the four things, with, like, the little...
Yeah. No, but it's similar. Yeah. It's like a game where you list out all your options.
Oh,
like,
it was
one,
like,
two, three, four, and then you would go around the circle and do the dots. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we should play MASH.
I don't... Okay, we're gonna... If you've ever played MASH, text in 971.
If you ever played MASH, what were your, like, go-tos that you always wanted to be your final... Like, your best answers? Like, what was the car that you wanted to live in? What was the house? It was either, like, a shack. Oh, that's where the name comes from. Mansion, apartment, shack, or house, I think. MASH.
That's also the same thing that the show stood for in the early...
Yeah.
In the early
well,
days.
The show MASH got its start
from
this game.
That. Exactly. Exactly.
And the people in the show just got all the crappy answers of MASH.
Right.
So
that's
what
they
based
kind of
the show off of.
Yeah. Yep.
I know nothing about MASH, the
it's
show.
A...
You don't have to explain it. It's
cool.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Do you have any more topics to... You wrote down... So we did we get through all your topics that you wanted to discuss, your homework?
Most of them, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
I mean, did you do any homework?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But mall... When is our go-to shops in the mall now are... I'm on a... Thanks to you, I will say. I'm on my curly hair journey. So, you know, most of my time spent at the mall is either going to Lush to get some product or Ulta. And I don't mean to brag, but I know where I'm going in Ulta. So.
It's true. He actually knows better than I do.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well,
oh,
I have
where's
a very
the...
Specific
and he's like,
corner.
Come on, I got this. Let's go talk to the sales associate.
No, no one ever talks to me. In an Ulta. And even there are times when I look aggressively lost, when I'm like standing in the middle just kind of turning in circles, and someone should be like, hey, can I help you find anything?
Yeah.
Like, are your parents here? Do you need me to help you? And I'm like, I just
Do you
need...
have a money? Do you have any money? Do you have a wallet? You gonna pay with blocks?
I wish. Do they take blocks?
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby. Also, the Lego store at the mall is still awesome. So always go to the Lego store. I can never afford what's in there, but I do always like to look around. The latest Star Wars. If anyone has any lead on the Star Wars Lego lightsabers, not the ones that you get, the ones that you can build, like Yoda's lightsaber, Anakin's lightsaber, or Luke's lightsaber. I think they were usually promotional stuff if you bought other things, because they're on eBay, but they're really expensive. If anyone has a lead on a new in-box Lego buildable lightsaber, I would love to please text in at 971-220-5979, because I would love to purchase one. Because I don't have a lot of space for Legos. We don't have a lot of space for Legos.
Correct.
But we do have some space on a shelf.
Interesting.
There was a new
inbox. This is a shelf that I don't know about in our house, apparently.
This is, I did... Because I that's the goal. That's my new goal. I've been thinking about it a lot, but I don't know if I've said
good.
It out loud.
To collect more... stuff.
Speaking of hobbies, okay, hobbies, enjoyment, Legos. I just want, my friend bought their kid the newest Death Star. It's the largest Death Star that they've ever made, and it has all sorts of moving and working pieces, and we were walking around their house, and he's like, oh yeah, that's like my kid's building that, and I had a had to push it down, but I had a true and real jealousy about that. So I was jealous of a child for... It's still ongoing. I'm still working through it. But,
yeah. You've been talking to your counselor about it.
I have, and it's really eaten up a lot of time. And they're always like, hey, should we maybe talk about, like, your self-confidence or your, like, anxiety? And you're like, yeah, but this kid has the Death Star and I don't.
Right.
And so that's...
We also don't have $1 billion, so...
That's true. So,
but hey, if anyone wants to send one in, you know.
Or any tips for playing the lottery for investment purposes, which you should not do.
You should.
Wink,
should
wink.
Do?
I'm doing it. Don't do it.
Don't it.
So yeah, that's my
That's your hobby that you want to start? You want to start collecting
Legos? Legos. I mean, that would be cool.
Okay, that's new to me. You haven't told me that.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
Something else that I had on my topics list.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's... Okay, so I was thinking you revealing stuff to me on this radio show for the first time.
Oh, boy. Okay,
And then I was thinking...
You're listening to X-Ray.
What else would happen, like, for the first... Like, what else could happen in this radio room? Did I tell you one time before you had proposed that I thought maybe you might do it on this radio show?
Okay, what? How would that have gone down in your mind?
I don't know. I actually didn't know what this looked like behind the scenes. And for anyone listening,
it's
since this is
immaculate
an audio,
and it's like, imagine anywhere media. You've ever seen Ryan Seacrest, and it's all of those spaces.
Yeah. But, you know, we're just sitting at microphones in this cute little basement room. There's some green lights around us. There's a lamp on that's really nice, and Anthony tried to turn the big light on, and I said, no, sir, it is 7 a.m. And it's the vibe in here is cool.
So but I could have saved a bunch of money, you're saying, and hassle.
Correct, yeah.
That's how I'm going to describe it, hassle. And this is going to go
well. Yeah, no, I'm really glad you think about you know what? Let's not fight on the air, actually. but no, and then I was starting to think about, okay, other things that are surprising and that are, like, wild. So the topic of weddings came up in my mind. Mm. And I was thinking, what's the craziest thing you've seen happen at a wedding?
I don't know if I've seen many crazy things happen at a wedding. I'm trying to think. Do you have something in mind?
I had one thing in mind.
Craziest thing.
And I guess it's a had-to-be-there moment, so maybe it's not going to, like, translate to the radio show.
Great.
But just someone's parent was going on a little too long with their unapproved speech. And they then got, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. at the Oscars off the stage. They just turned the music on loud. And this guy was, not yelling, but, like, talking louder to
not thrilled
to
about
fight
that.
The music.
Yeah, that was a pretty classic.
And like, it was to me very humorous, and I was like, "Whoa, that's wild."
That popped into my head, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I mean. Luckily, I really want and don't want like a classic movie objection. Because that never happens. Also, I've never been to a wedding where it's like, hey, does anyone object to this?
Yeah, true. I think they've taken that out of weddings because they had all those objections.
Right. There were so many. They're like, oh, my
gosh.
They're
like, we got to stop
letting
this happen. We just can't give them the opportunity.
Yeah. If you've ever been involved in a wedding that had an objection, please text in because that would be...
Please text in. Or text in about crazy things you've seen at
any wild
thing. At a performance or at a public event.
Ooh, also any... like the best or worst food at a wedding, because that's always interesting.
Yeah.
The food is always a big thing. I feel like we've been to some weddings where they had pretty good food, which I'm all for.
Yeah.
But if there were any instances, because my brother and his wife went to a wedding where they catered, they had a food truck as the food options, which is totally viable. However, in this specific instance, the food truck showed up late and did not pre-make any of the food these 100 to 150 people. So that's not great. If you're a food truck at a wedding, someone sent us a YouTube link, and boy, am I nervous to click on it. So we're going to save that maybe for after the air. If you did just text in that YouTube link, please give us a little paragraph describing what it is. And if it's that one video of... Is it the Bruno Mars song where the woman is sitting in the back of the car?
Oh, yeah. I think I want to marry you.
And the people are dancing? Yeah, because I'll cry if that's it.
Yeah.
I tear up almost every time I watch that video.
Yeah.
And I'll tear up at the... Lately, I've been... This is a series of embarrassing facts about me. Recently, I've been watching YouTube shorts.
Oh, yeah. Big on the YouTube shorts. Actually, you know what's crazy? He watches them on his...
Computer. Yeah, because...
Which, let me just tell you what, when I walk in thinking he's doing work and he's watching, he looked for a burnt peanut
clip on YouTube, a
short on YouTube for 1.5 hours.
To
show me.
It was not.
And then it was...
It was not 1.5 hours. It was not. It was like maybe 25, 30 minutes.
It was
still too
hour.
Long. Anyway. But I've been getting fed these these guys do these live streams at like Pokemon card shows. So they'll be at their booth. They're like vendors at their booth, and then they'll have a live stream where they can interact and, you know, with the community and everything. And this one guy, really good dude. Oh, we're getting auto. They're doing some work. So this one guy, super nice guy. But the clips are of these kids coming up, and they're usually these young kids that are just starting to collect their Pokemon cards, or they'll be like a family. Like this one guy was like, "Hey, you know, my brother passed recently, and like this was I'm trying to complete his collection."
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they're like super heartwarming videos, and it'll be like the middle of the work day. I'll be taking a break, and I'll be watching this guy interact with these kids, and he's so nice and so kind because a lot of them, some of them have like special needs or they're on the spectrum, and so that's obviously a very difficult space because it's loud. It's they're interacting with a stranger and in like a transactional way, which can be intimidating anyway. But he's so nice, and like he'll give them, or the chat will donate because they're like, I really want this one card. And he's like, well, you can only trade in $5 and this is $30. And then boom, you hear the chat, and he's like, hey, chat just donated $50, so you can get your card and you can get some other stuff. And then these kids are so nice. They're like, okay, well, I only want this, so like, give the next,
aww,
give the 25 to like the
they
next
pay it
kid
forward
that comes
and
up.
They don't even know what pay it forward is.
I know.
God,
and so I'm
golden,
sitting there like,
you know,
shedding tears at these little kids at a Pokemon stand.
Yeah.
So I mean, you gotta find the humanity where you can.
Yeah.
That. Oh, someone sent in, okay, I'm reading part of it. The YouTube video was a mom objecting at the wedding.
Oh.
I do really want to watch that. That seems very good. Anyway, I just talked for a long time.
No, it's okay.
Do you have
it's
any thoughts about tearing up at Pokemon collecting? Yeah, what's your thing that
Pokemon
surprisingly tears you up?
Oh, literally anything.
Oh, you love a good like dog reuniting with someone who's deployed.
Oh my god, I was
deployed.
Just gonna say any kind of dog video that's like has somewhat of a sad note, I'm done.
I
have to like sometimes close my phone. I'm like, oh, I also really like. This is gonna be weird.
Yes, yes.
I had a time there where I really liked watching like veterans like reunite with their families, like people getting off of planes. Also, people getting off of planes.
Yeah,
and like
the surprise ones.
Yeah,
too, where
like,
it's like
reuniting with their family and like people are sobbing.
Yeah,
yeah. It's usually children who are sobbing.
Yeah,
that's.
Or, a dog, too.
Or a
that's
dog,
like excited.
Yeah. Yeah, also that really.
There
really
was a. So, our dog, we have a. Okay, this is the definition. Okay, someone said it's an. So, the YouTube video that I didn't click on, which I will hopefully be watching at some point, it's a mom objecting at her son's wedding, complaining that she paid for the dress. And so, with that statement.
That's. Yeah.
What part.
She wants to marry her son.
Is that? I don't know if that's what I took
from
it.
No, that is what's going on there. She's jealous of the bride.
There's a lot of documentaries out there that are similar.
Yikes. That's not.
We're not going to talk about the step family documentaries that exist. You can Google them. Mama complaining that she paid for the dress. I guess, what is the objection? Like, what? Hey.
Yeah, did she get her card stolen? Like, what?
Well, no, I'm just curious, like, why is she objecting if she paid for the dress? Is that her vehicle for complaining about the wedding? This is intriguing. If someone could just describe it.
They did describe it.
Maybe just in depth. I can't tell if this is still a new.
But anyway.
So, yeah, you had a big people deploy coming home. Oh.
Yeah.
I saw things, and it's tough since you did deactivate your Instagram. It's hard,
yeah.
Because I'll get good Instagram reels or posts, I can't send them to you, and then I forget about them, so it's hard. So,
and let me tell you what: when you were sending them to me, I wasn't watching them.
They were some really good ones.
I would bulk watch them about every 3 weeks, but
you would laugh. I would hear
send
you,
a lot
I would,
of YouTube videos.
I would hear you laughing. In
sometimes
the other room.
Our sense of humor is different.
And if you have ever been betrayed by someone you love, please text in 971-220-5979. You are, of course, listening to X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. The radio
is
yours. Nice. Snailed it. Yeah, you're kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy. We're about to talk about this Instagram post that almost made me cry. In 3, 2, 1. We have a Bernese Mountain Dog, which is the most perfect breed in all of the world ever created. If you have any thoughts that go contrary to that opinion, please do not text in at 971-220-5979. And there was a picture of a Bernese Mountain Dog in like a field, like a sports field, laying on a bed of ice. Like a bed, a big patch of snow. It was a very sunny day otherwise, but there was a patch of snow. And the story, apparently, was that this person posted on like a local forum, maybe a Craigslist type thing or Facebook, it was like, hey, my Bernese Mountain Dog doesn't have a lot of time left.
Like, no. Okay.
Like, hey, maybe like a week left, and she loves the snow, and so and she won't be able to see the snow, and I want her to
oh my God, Anthony, I'm going to start crying.
Yeah, I want her to experience the snow. Don't do this to me on air. Experience the snow, like, as a send-off before she passes. In the community, she's like, does anyone have a way to get snow? And so the community gathered together to bring in snow.
Oh, that's actually crazy.
For this dog as a last wish. And I was like, I'm fine. It's just raining.
That's crazy. Anytime I see a video about like a dog it being their last moments, I scroll.
Yeah.
Nope.
Can't
do it. Won't happen to me.
Yeah. Well, our boy is living forever.
Correct. First
off. We got a more in-depth. The mom is more in-depth description of the video. No bad words, which is great. Freaking out. The bride says something about accepting the son with his flaws. Okay, here's what it says. The mom is freaking out about the couple's vows. The bride says something about accepting the son with his flaws and all, and the mom shouts, "Do not say my son has flaws."
Hell yeah.
I mean, shouts out to the mom, really. Seems like am I on the mom's side with all of this?
That's funny.
That's great.
Do not say my son has flaws. That's like when you were on the shouts out to the Kickstand Astrala show.
Oh yeah.
Coming back on
in May. We'll talk about it in a little bit. We're gonna highlight some shows here coming up.
When you were on the show as one of the Pisces
right
guests.
I don't wanna brag, but
you were chosen as
Pisces of
world's
the year.
Favorite Pisces. Well,
Pisces of the year. I don't want to. I don't want to inflate my title. I did get a crown. It's
but your
no
mom
big deal.
Was
in the audience.
She was in the audience. She was behind me, and they put up like some background of what a Pisces typically, you know, characteristics mm-hmm. that it they display, and they said like pros and cons, you know, or like character traits. Mm-hmm. And so the kind of like downsides of a Pisces, there were maybe 5 or 6. And your mom leans over to me and she's like, I don't think Anthony has any of those. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Okay. So that's interesting that you say that.
She was like, he doesn't exhibit any of those. And yeah. I was like,
My mom is 100% correct always, if it's good things about me. So.
You know what? And that's what a mom should think, that you have no flaws, I think.
Yep. That's wonderful. Yeah. Now I really want to watch this video because... It's not exactly something you can say on an audio medium, so we'll watch it at some point. But that's lovely.
Oh, okay. So for our wedding,
right? This is the time
that we haven't planned at all.
Yeah,
because it just happened like 45 seconds ago. So
yep,
scrap all of our current ideas.
Okay, cruise ship, international waters.
Close.
Artemis 3. We could beat on Artemis 3. Or maybe 4, because it gives us an extra time to get ready, space ready. Okay.
Water park.
Yeah, I'm into it. You'd say this as a joke, but...
We go to... What's the closest? Wild Waves?
Yeah, we could probably find something better.
Never been there. Great Wolf Lodge? I don't know.
Definitely not Great Wolf Lodge.
Buy out the whole place.
Mm.
Go to the water park. I get a... white swimsuit.
Oh,
you get a tuxedo swimsuit.
Okay, I'm into it.
Or you know what? Doesn't even have to be a swimsuit. We could just wear regular bride and groom clothes.
That's what they're called.
We go to the top of the highest slide. make all of our closest friends and family come with us. They have to. They are wearing their swimsuits.
Okay, and everybody also has to slide down.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. The minister is up there.
It's one of the 16-year-old lifeguards. Because they they also legally have to be there, so kind of two birds, one scone situation.
Okay. And then they ordain us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't get ordained, so that means
I'm sorry. They bless our union.
Okay. Marry us, I suppose.
They go down first.
They go down first.
Go down together, because we're allowed to break the rules just this one time.
Yeah.
We go down together. They're waiting for us. They catch us in their arms in the water at the bottom. We're born into this new marriage union.
Whoa.
Scene.
That's powerful. That's very powerful. Oh.
I'm not getting immediate no, so I'm thinking maybe that's a yes.
No, I think that, yes, I'm down.
Okay.
It's probably save us a bunch of money. Because then we could just have hot dogs and hamburgers at the concession stand.
Yeah. Oh, we could go to that place in Galveston. It's called like, I don't know, it's called a German, it's like Schlafladel. It's like a giant water park, and they have a lazy river that goes all the way around it. Mm. Go there.
Nothing like getting really sunburnt.
Yeah, buy out the place.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down.
Only cost a couple mil, probably.
Couple mil.
Okay, you got an